Austin Shepherd, who was a big anchor on the 2014 football team. He walked out of Tuscaloosa, winning two national titles here in Tuscaloosa, played for Nick Saban. Austin Shepherd, welcome into the game in T-Town. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, well, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes. I know Friday evening's very, very busy for you, but NFL Combine last week, sort of walk us through. How was the experience?
Yeah, it was a pretty good overall experience. Just long process, many just 4 hours sleep nights, up 20 hours in a day. Talked to a lot of teams, just a very busy week, just pretty much trying to showcase yourself.
Austin, what's the type of questions they ask you? Is it football questions or is it off the football field questions?
I mean, majority of the opening questions are off the field, just to make sure you haven't had any arrest or off the field problems. Pretty much making sure you're not a troublemaker, to where it degrades the team. So once you get past that, it's more just they want to know more about your family, how you were raised. Kind of what you do for fun, just try to figure out the kind of person you are.
Let me talk about what you're doing now. You're training for the NFL Combine. Sort of walk us through that. Is this a full-time thing that you're doing? Sort of walk us through how you're preparing for Pro Day now that's now, what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, I mean, I'm up here in New Jersey at a facility called Test. I mean, I've been here since, I think, 4 or 5 days after the January 1st playoff game. So pretty much we just work out 6 days a week. It's full time right now. You work out twice a day, sometimes three times a day. You start at 9 a.m. and finish anywhere from 3 to 5 o'clock at night. So you pretty much in the morning workout from 9 to 11. Just working on combine and pro day specific drills, anything from the short shuttle to the 40. To the vert and the broad and stuff like that, and then you get a lunch break, and then you come back at 1 to 3 and do the lifting part, and the lifts are just pretty much focused on the movements you're doing and your testing, and then 2 days a week you do positional drills from 3 to 4:30 or 5.
Austin, what have you been told about your draft status, your stock, as far as what's the projections? What have you been told?
I mean, I've heard plenty of things. I'm mostly hearing mid-round to late rounds.
Austin Shepherd right now inside the game. I want to walk back to your recruiting days. Who recruited you the hardest? I know you had a lot of different offers, but who recruited you the hardest in those recruiting days?
Jeez, it's 5 to some years ago. I don't really remember a whole ton. I mean, our school had a pretty popular group of kids. Juwan James, who's in the NFL now, was first-round pick to the Dolphins last year. C.J. Uzuma, who plays for Auburn now, is also getting ready for the NFL. So we had all kinds of people come through the school. I mean, every SEC, ACC, any school you name, they came through our school. So they all pretty much recruit evenly. But, I mean, Alabama pushed the hardest probably. I know they like to try to get kids out of Georgia and get them away from Georgia. So probably Alabama.
Did you grow up an Alabama fan, or did you grow up pulling for another school?
I actually grew up, I started off.
Just don't say Auburn, please.
No. I started off Georgia Tech, and then my dad converted me to Georgia. So I really liked Georgia, and I wanted to go to Georgia, but I just didn't feel like I fit in there, and I didn't fit in with the coaching staff, the type of person I was. And I really knew nothing about Alabama. I honestly had no idea about any of their history, how storied of a program they were, probably until my sophomore year of high school, and that's kind of when I fell in love with it.
Let me go to your position coach, because I enjoy watching the offensive linemen. I know that Nick Saban has told us in media press conferences that he doesn't enjoy watching offensive linemen. What do you call it, the duck walk? Or, you know, he said, I don't enjoy doing that. Okay, but I enjoy watching because I still think that's where the games are won and lost. Mario Cristobal, for those who have not been to practice, is a very intense coach. He will get in your face, and you have to be an offensive line coach. But talk about what makes Mario Cristobal such an effective position coach.
I mean, the way the offensive line works, not many people know. I mean, you have to be that kind of coach. You have to be in the get-in-the-face kind of guy. The offensive line is probably the most selfless group of people on the team and the close-knit. So it's kind of its own family inside of the football family. I mean, we're always together. I still talk to Coach Cristobal weekly just to keep up with him and ask how everybody's doing. But he's just a hard-nosed guy who's trying to get the best out of you. I mean, when we met him, he said, "Don't take it personally, but I'm a hard coach." And that's kind of what coaching is. They just come at you hard, but you got to know that it's in a respectful way, and they're just trying to get the best out of you, make you the best person possible.
And speaking of Mario Cristobal, I mean, just to sort of work this into the conversation, a couple of weeks ago, he was the National Recruiter of the Year by a couple of different publications. So you can tell that he takes that work ethic on the recruiting trail well as well, because he's the National Recruiter of the Year, and seems like he continues to get a lot of big names coming to Tuscaloosa. So not just on the football field, but on the recruiting trail as well.
I mean, yeah, it was awesome. I texted him and just told him congrats. You can just, that's just kind of the person he is. He's a workaholic. He's there literally from 4 a.m. to midnight. I mean, and he tells you whenever you need him, "I'm here, just call me. I mean, I'll help you. I'll help you learn the playbook." He tells all the young guys that. I mean, so he loves what he's doing. You can tell he's passionate about it. So that really helps knowing that your position coach is really passionate. He's not there just to get a paycheck.
Give me some of those young guys that you think that you've seen in practice can make a difference, because we're talking about spring practice. We're 190 days away from Wisconsin, 2 weeks away from today. Spring practice starts in Tuscaloosa. We've got to replace three offensive linemen, yourself, Leon Brown, Ari Quanjo. It's going to be a big part of the conversation for 15 days of Saban practice. Give me a couple of young names that you think could emerge and sort of fill those voids.
I mean, yeah, I said at the combine to a couple guys, Ross Piersbaker and J.C. Hoffenhauer, Bradley Bozeman. I mean, I think it's kind of everywhere. Alphonse Taylor. There's so many people that could step in there. They're all really great guys who really want to work hard and try to get better every day. They're all in the film every day. They're all in coach's office every day. I mean, so it's really going to be interesting. I've even texted Coach Cristobal and was like, "Man, what are you going to do?" He said, "I have no clue. I just got to see how it shapes up in spring ball." That's really where you learn who really wants it. And you have 15 practices to progress. And whoever progresses the best is kind of who's going to get filled in there.
How much does it help you going up against the best of the best? I mean, when you look at Alabama's defensive line, I think that's an asset. When you go up against great guys, not that you can take off Saturday, but chances are you go up against guys that – are sometimes better than those guys that you go up against on Saturday. How much of an asset is that when you've got the quality of defensive lineman that's here in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a ton. I know we've played against some really, really good defenses, but I don't think I've ever been scared going into a game because I know I'm well prepared for it. I think our defense is the number one defense in the nation, so it's really good to be able to go against those guys because it's kind of a test for the game to see if you're ready.
Let me also work in a conversation here. If I gave you an option, and I say to an average offensive lineman, this could be Austin Shepherd, or it could just be a consensus of just the offensive lineman. If I gave you an option of a running play or a passing play, which one do you prefer to run?
I mean, probably running play. I mean, I like them both. I really like the run block just because that's what I kind of learned, or pass block, because that's what I did in high school. A whole lot. We ran kind of a run-and-gun spread offense. But, I mean, when I got to Alabama, I'd probably have to say more run because I just love the power.
All right, so now I'm going to make you a part of it, and we don't get a chance to tap into a lot of resources, but there's a rule proposal that's on the table with a three-yard rule. Currently in college football, an offensive lineman cannot be beyond 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. If he's past that, they can call it. They're considering moving that back to 1 yard. It's on the table. The proposal will be voted on March the 5th, which is next Thursday. There's some coaches that are for it, some coaches against it. As an offensive lineman, is that a huge rule that would back it up to a 1 yard? Is that a big adjustment? How do you see that rule?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm allowed to say it now, but I kind of don't agree with it. I think if they were to change it, I think 2 yards would be good. That's what we were always taught, is go 2 yards to try to suck the linebackers down. I mean, I think 1 yard is a little too – I mean, it's kind of too much because I mean, one step for a big guy like me, and that's 1 yard. I mean, so there's going to be a lot of penalties, I think, if it's 1 yard.
But, Nate, you said it, and I'm not trying to twist your words, but you said to suck that linebacker down. That's the goal of going beyond the 2 yards or 3 yards, right? I mean, that's what you're trying to do?
Yeah. I mean, when you're running play action, you're obviously trying to sell the run. So when I'm on the backside, I'm trying to make sure that linebacker gets out of his read and tries to fill the hole. And then the over route comes into effect because then he's not there to cover. I mean, that's the whole goal, is just to try to get them, the linebackers and the safeties, to read run.
Okay. Hey, I'm just trying to tap into the resource of knowledge. Now, is that a mental thing for you? Is that when you're thinking about a – because the NFL is a 1 yard, I believe. The NFL rule is a 1 yard rule. When is that something that you're just mentally thinking about? Is that something that comes with technique? How are you consciously thinking about that during the game, that I'm not able to step beyond this point?
I mean, the refs are pretty lenient on it. I think they'd have to be lenient on it with 1 yard, but you just kind of know your body and you know how big your step is. I mean, if you take 4 steps, you know how far you're going to be. So you just kind of know. And when you play football for as long as a lot of us have, 6 years old, you just kind of feel it out and have a feel for it.
We also want to talk about your foundation, AustinShepherdFoundation.com. How did you get involved? And I think it's remarkable what you guys have been able to accomplish there, but how did you get involved and how did you build this foundation from the ground up?
I mean, everyone knows I'm engaged to Jenna King. And when we first started dating, I mean, like you do with every person, you want to get to know them. And a big part of her life was her brother, John, who had cancer for most of his life and eventually passed away from it when she was super young. So, I mean, she spent most of her life at Children's of Birmingham. So one day we just decided to visit because she wanted to go back and just kind of have what he had. And in this state, it's Alabama, Auburn. There's no pro team, so we kind of are the idols. So we went and enjoyed the visit. I mean, the kids loved it, obviously, because, like I said, it's Alabama, Auburn, and that's who we are. So we just visited once, fell in love with it. That night, we kind of just decided we needed to do something to better their lives and kind of get their minds off what they're going through. So we started it up, and we kept going with it. Eventually, raised more money, got into giving tickets to families, more and more visits, and stuff like that.
I just think it's remarkable. I mean, because you know, we always think about, you know, you look at college kids, you think, well, you know, we're talking about athletes that spend a lot of time that are not able to have jobs outside of football, or just really no time to have jobs outside. And what you guys were able to do, I've heard from so many different people that have been influenced by you guys, and so I just commend you for that. I mean, AustinShepherdFoundation.com is the website if you want to get involved, and certainly just paying it forward is amazing, and just be able to see that and to be able to hear the other side of the stories of those impact that you guys were able to make. It's the good side of college football that myself, sometimes we don't cover enough of.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me talk about Nick Saban for just a couple of minutes, okay? And then I'll let you go. Looking at Nick Saban, is there a relaxed side of Nick Saban? I mean, is this guy, does he ever cut it off? Is this the personality that you see behind those closed doors?
I mean, it just depends on the time of day. Like everyone, there's a right time and a wrong time to joke around and be serious. I mean, there's more to him than just the guy you see. When y'all see him, it's the serious moments. He has to be serious. But when we're in practice, pre-practice, I mean, he'll joke around with you, laugh, crack a joke. But, I mean, you don't see it all the time.
It's one of those sides that we never see. I mean, for those 15 minutes of media viewing period, it's like he's locked on. Press conference, he's locked on. I'm like, man, does this guy ever relax? So it's good to hear that. Austin, thanks so much, man. I know you got a busy schedule. You're preparing for Pro Day coming up in a couple of weeks here in Tuscaloosa. You've just finished up the NFL Combine. We'll talk to you very, very soon. We wish you nothing but the best. Thank you so much for talking some Alabama football here in T-Town with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.